Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now, my next guest just walked into the studio and said he bruised his coccyx in Ibiza. I mean, the things that can happen, Eamon Fell. But look, you're a jack of all trades. Like, there's so many things I can talk to you about, from starting up businesses, presenting radio shows, throwing an All-Ireland football medal, club medal, just for Dublin for good measure. But this weekend you have something else on. We'll get to that in a few minutes' time. But why did you and how did you bruise your coccyx in Ibiza? What were you doing, Eamon Fennell?
It's not as funny as this, like, as it may sound, but a few of us that played with Dublin together wanted to try and keep the connection going. So we said, let's do a half marathon together. Everyone said no. I said, look, Ibiza, there's one just before the madness.
It's not the Dublin half marathon. Yeah, it's definitely feels different when say Ibiza.
Yeah, so surprisingly, about 10 of the lads said, yeah, let's do it.
No
then.
Way.
So I think about in total, there was 8 of us who did it. And then,
unreal.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was amazing to get away with the lads. Great atmosphere. It's an easy one, of course, as well.
Yeah, you love running as well, don't you?
I got into it during COVID, just a kind of way of replacing football. I stepped away from football during COVID, so it was,
You need something else to occupy that kind of sports part of your makeup.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just to even have, because I was studying as well part-time, and I found running a way of just kind of digesting and having that time to kind of just spend in my head and think about what I wanted to do and everything that was going on. So
get to the point where you go to Ibiza with a load of lads, you do the half marathon.
Yeah, we were staying in a villa, and the bathroom was downstairs, bedroom was upstairs, had a shower, walked back down after getting the steps all
stone wet. Floor,
but the worst thing was away with the lads in Ibiza, flew home, and then my wife and the kids, we were going to Greece the next day.
Yeah.
So I had to put one of the neck cushions on the plane for 4 hours, and I got no sympathy, rightly so, from my wife or the kids.
I will say, and at least, I don't know if this is any help to you, but at least it happened post-marathon.
Yeah, true.
Because you couldn't have done it, could you?
No, I wouldn't have been able to. No. So adrenaline can only get you so far.
That's definitely true. And I'm surprised you're not here taking my job. Weren't you once nominated as the best newcomer in the radio awards?
Yeah. I think it was a token and gesture, but it was nice to get it. If I'm being honest, it was mainly because Orla Donnelly, who I was presenting with at the time, was so good that she carried me, and that's probably why I got the nomination.
He's modest on top of everything else. But look, come here, let's talk Gamerfest 24. Okay, so this is happening this weekend, and it is massive. It's in the RDS. Explain what Gamerfest is, or what you know about it now, to everyone who's tuning in, because I believe it's been a bit of a steep learning curve for you.
Really steep. So I didn't know anything about it, and then I spoke to my nephews who know everything about it.
Right.
And I spoke to friends of mine who have kids who are at an age where they'd go to it and be able to play. So I was not aware of the significance of the event, and now I'm learning all about these gamers and even some of the lads that I would know who might play online. I was like, oh my God, I didn't know.
Didn't know how big it was.
Yeah. So
the thing I always come back to when we talk about gaming is gaming as a financial industry is bigger than music and movies put together. This is what people don't seem to understand. Music, movies, and television. Gaming is bigger. It makes more money. It generates more money. It does more money put into it. Like, we kind of treat it as, something the kids do, but it's so much bigger than all the other industries that we take. This is entertainment. Like, no, that's the big one. So you're jumping into the lion's den.
So my learning curve has just got steeper with that knowledge there, because I wasn't even aware of that. So now the pressure is even more so.
Okay, so why is the pressure? So what exactly are you doing? Because you're doing something actually really cool. This is really good what you're doing.
Yeah, so we're going to be on stage playing EAFC 24.
That's what it's called,
Yeah, so what the whole thing is around get home advantage for Dublin Simon community. So the level is going to be really difficult to start with, as being homeless is. Yeah. And then as donations come in and as we start progressing, it will get easier. So that's the whole ambition.
Okay, so the people will step up, donate, they will play against the computer effectively, but the computer is set on legendary level.
Yeah.
So it's like I've played EAFC 24, my kids play it all the time. Like, that's practically impossible. And I guess that's the symbolism in terms of Dublin Simon community, in terms of what it's like to be homeless, the challenges you face. The home advantage is the term they're using, which makes perfect sense. That this is how difficult it can be. Okay, you're playing a computer game, but for someone who's experiencing homelessness, that's as difficult as it can be. You can feel like there's no way, I can't possibly beat this situation.
Yeah, and if I go back a few years ago, myself and a few people from the GPA, Gaelic Players Association, had organised one of the largest sleep outs in Ireland at the time. So we worked with various organisations across Ireland and met with a lot of homeless people. And I think that point of connection is the really key thing for me personally, around as that support comes in and you start having connections and meeting people, and Dublin Simon Community are on the ground for 365 days, things do start to become a bit easier. Yeah. And all you're looking for is that kind of, that branch of support, that little bit that can get you out of a rut, that gets you a bit of momentum, that you can go on to the next thing. And from speaking with the guys in Dublin Simon Community, I think that's what they do really well. And that's why we wanted to try and get on board. And I reached out to some past players as well who are going to get involved. So Brilliant. It's great that we're able to support in some shape or form, but the work that they do, and this is actually a pretty exciting partnership that they've created. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah, so who will be down then with you? Is anyone come down on the Saturday when you're doing it?
Yeah, so thankfully Michael Darren McCauley is free to come down this Saturday. He's not a gamer as well, so we're going to get absolutely schooled on Saturday. And then Paddy Andrews is going to be there on the Sunday as well.
See, that's brilliant. Like, getting the lads involved is amazing. And the work you're doing for Dublin Simon Community is really important. But I do think that's such a nice tie-in and such a symbolic tie-in. And it, because as you said earlier on, it's the 10-year-olds and the 11-year-olds and the 12-year-olds who are going along who love this gaming thing more than anything. And for them to understand and start to get a concept of homelessness and the challenges it can provide when they're this age, you'd hope that then that will inform the rest of their lives as they go forward, that they'll understand that, you know, this is something that needs work, and we need to give a hand to people. And as you said, make that connection.
Yeah. And like, one of the things I've learned really quickly about the whole gaming thing is that people are engaged and online with one another, but to be able to have a conversation and open that kind of dialogue a bit more and to get younger people involved, it's only a good thing.
Yeah.
There's only good that can come from it. So it's great that we're going to be there. I think it's going to be a massive learning from my side anyway,
sure,
from Dublin Simon Community and from the gamers as well, just to see about how it all ties in together.
Yeah, and if you do have kids who are gamers, like, there will be YouTubers down there who obviously are hugely popular. Like, you've learned that as well.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I know a couple of lads, you know, not very well, but I've met them a few times, a couple of lads who are YouTubers who play Minecraft, who are multi-millionaires.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know by chance of them, but you think they're just some lads like, oh, you played the computer, see ya, yeah, good stuff. And then you're like, yeah, this guy just made 25 million last year off YouTube alone. Like, it's wild. It is wild. Well, look, it's Gamerfest. It's on the RDS. It's on May 25th and 26th. That is Saturday and Sunday this weekend. Let's talk GAA for the moment. You retired from the Dubs, what, about 2013? But then went back to the club, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Dublin were going through that restructure phase at the time under Jim, and I just didn't fit in with Jim's plans. So he asked me to go back and play with the club, and I was lucky enough that year we won the club all
Vincent's
Ireland.
Won it that year, yeah. So you got that under your belt as well. Unbelievable.
So it was kind of bittersweet in a way.
Yeah.
And then in the final, I had a bad tear in my hamstring, so it kind of scuppered my chances with going back for Dublin. But it was just, timing was great for me in terms of, the dream was always club and county.
Club and county, yeah. And which would mean more? Which is harder? I don't know, I realise there are two questions. But, like, you know, you often hear that, like, you know, the winning in All-Ireland is everything, right? The county and all that. But the club can often be so connected to you as a person in the community and where you live and all those kind of things. What meant more for you?
Well, Dublin was so significant, like, you know, after the barren period from 1995. So it was amazing, and to see what has come from that is just, like, it still blows me away how successful Dublin have been over the last few years. I suppose my situation was unique with the club, because I left my home club to go to Vincent's, which was where my mum grew up, but I got suspended for 2 years from club football and a year from county. So to make that sacrifice and to win the All-Ireland after spending effectively a year out of the game when I was kind of playing my best football was tough. So that kind of meant a lot to me as well. It's hard to kind of separate them because they're both emotional in ways.
Absolutely.
But to get the club and county was just everything.
And are the medals displayed somewhere at home, or are they hidden away?
So
or?
My mum, I don't trust them with my kids in the house, so my mum has them somewhere. But every year I look, she might just take it out if someone's coming over. Or she has my Leinster medals made into bracelet. So,
oh no way, yeah, that's really so cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And she did it without telling me and said what she think. I was like, thank God I like it.
Thank God you like it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, put them back together. Well, look, let's talk Dubs this year. There's a question straight away actually from David in Louth. It says, will you ask Eamon what he thought of Louth's performance against the Dubs in the Leinster final?
Brilliant. Yeah. And like, Jer, really good friends with Jer. Obviously played with him through Dublin and Vincent. So to see the job that he's done with Loud is amazing. And I train with Jer at the moment. The two of us will go running together.
Okay.
A few of us meet up to go to the gym together when we can. But he's put a lot of work in. It's always going to be a tough act to follow Mickey Hart and the great work that he did. But Jer's done an amazing job. And like, I was at the game. It wasn't the best of the game, but they did what they had to do. Yeah. And I think they've kind of given other teams a blueprint of how to play against Dublin.
Do you think, I mean, it's what, 14 consecutive Leinster finals?
Amazing.
I mean, yeah, like, as a football, soccer fan, you give out about Man City winning four in a row, and you think about Bayern Munich in Germany, you think about Paris Saint-Germain in France, you know, the Real in Barcelona, and, you know, like, do you think there can be too much dominance for any club? Obviously, as a Dub, you'd be biased. As a fan, I'm biased, but you know what I mean? But do you think, like, there's something to be said for another team coming through, whether it's at All-Ireland stage or whether it's at a provincial stage?
Yeah, they're like, I've been to the last few Leinster finals and they haven't really been a game. Or not, like, even if the final, the last day, it was competitive up to a point, but you always knew them were going to kick on. So from a fan perspective, you're kind of looking at it and going, there's no real showcase. And even at around the stadium, there's no hype, there's no buzz. Like, when from 2005 to 2008, when I was with Dublin under Pillar,
yeah,
going to Leinster finals, there was 70,000 people going to games. Like, you know, it was amazing. And then the hype around,
and there was jeopardy for both sides and all that kind of thing.
I suppose it's a bigger picture, because now I look at League of Ireland's got so popular, rugby's become so much popular, and like everything's kind of growing. So like, it's going to dilute the fan base, and then the cost as well. So there's a bigger discussion going on with the GEA, and it'd be interesting to see what comes down next year.
Absolutely. Do you think, if we go to All-Ireland phase, do you think Dublin can do it?
Yeah, I'd be on the fence that they could anyway. Like, yeah, you know, I don't think they've put their best 15 on the pitch yet. They're still gelling. There's been a bit of change in the backroom team and with the personnel as well. So that kind of has an unsettlement.
Of course, yeah.
I do think it will come good for them. And once they start getting a few more tests under the belt, it can only bode well for them going into the All-Ireland Series.
Who do you think will challenge? Like,
I always fancy the Northern teams, especially what's going on with Jim coming back and Mickey going up to Derry as well. You never know. Like, they get so many tests. It's just about what them tests do to the bodies of the players.
Yeah.
Kerry, like, only a fool would ever write them off. And then, like, Galway had such a strong performance there against Mayo. I think it will come down to, like, the last four who get to the semi-final stage will be you'll see things kind of unfolding then.
Yeah, and what the draw is and all that kind of thing always makes a difference as well, yeah. Okay, well, wish the Dubs all the best. Quick fire round before you go, ask all my guests these questions. Top of your head, what are you currently obsessed with, other than cushions to keep your arse off a chair?
It's kind of podcast at the moment because I've been injured. I'm kind of looking at different things that I want to do and take on a big challenge. I turned 40 this year, so I want to do something significant in terms of...
And you think podcast might be it?
No. Like, I'm just trying to find, like, people that have done amazing feats.
Sure, gotcha. Listen to podcasts about those people.
Yeah, and then take the learnings from that and see if I can do something. Like, what's on the top of my head is like a 24-hour trail run at the moment. So that's kind of what I want to look at.
You're not slowing down at all.
No.
Very impressive. The next one I ask everybody is, who's the most famous person in your phone?
I probably have some numbers from my radio days that I probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, but you can drop those names if you like. Absolutely.
Oh my God, I'd have to go through it because that was such a long time
ago. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I'd say Brian O'Driscoll.
Yeah, Trico's a pretty good one to have. Yeah, that's pretty famous, yeah.
Yeah.
Think back to when you were about 8 years old, second class. What school would you have been in?
St. Paul's.
St. Paul's in Raheny?
Airfield, sorry.
Oh, Airfield, all right, yeah. And then what would have been in your lunchbox when you were going in for Susbiug?
Oh my God, my mum, so there's five boys in my family.
Yeah.
So it would have been literally, it's disgusting to think back, but she always had chocolate spread and butter on a sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
And your dairy up right there. That's
I know, weird. Yeah. And then some fruit that probably was about to go off. And yeah,
may or may not have been eaten.
Yeah, an Amigo or a Capri Sun and a packet of crisps.
Not wrong with that, in fairness. And then the final question I ask all my guests, which I know is a bit of an odd one, but answer me this. Do you wash your legs in the shower?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, every time?
Dirty knees from playing football over the years is probably building habits.
Okay, right. Yeah, I suppose that would make sense. Yeah, after a game, you definitely have to do it. So you do every time, you just get in there and make sure they're all clean. Fair play to you. Amen. I don't, but thanks a million. GamerFest 24 and GamerFest.ie is the website for tickets and more information. GamerFest 24 happened this weekend in the RDS, and see Eamon get absolutely schooled on stage playing EAFC 24, but all for a great cause for the Dublin Simon community. Eamon, thanks so much for coming in.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.